T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
United Airlines is apologizing after a flight attendant on a flight from Houston to LaGuardia last night told a passenger to put her dog in an overhead bin. That dog died.
CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg joins us live. Peter, have you ever heard of something like this happening?
In short, I haven't. I can probably understand why this might have happened. We've reported on this issue many, many times. There are so many emotional support animals now flying that on full flights, there may not be any place for them to actually sit. Some flights are actually like resembling like Noah's Ark, not to be funny about it. But in this situation, the only explanation I could possibly understand why the flight attendant would have done this was a space problem. I don't know how big the dog was, but this is not something that anybody would ever do, ever, is to put anything in an overhead compartment that's alive, because there's no circulation up there. You're also getting heat coming off the overhead lights. It's not a good thing.
Well, and I mean, we see how bags are squished into the overhead bins. You wouldn't want to put an animal up there.
Well, I'm surprised that the passenger even agreed to do it. Remember, our dogs are like our children, and you wouldn't put your kid up there. This is going to be further investigated because, on one level, as you know, Delta Airlines and other airlines are now issuing new rules about what constitutes an emotional support animal and what justifies them flying on a passenger jet anyway, because so many people have abused the privilege. But this, as it stands, is somewhat inexcusable.
What are you hearing, Peter? What will these rule changes be in the end, do you think?
Well, the rule changes will be down the lines of what authorizes you to go on the plane with an emotional support animal, because there are many dogs that are specifically trained to be support animals for people with legitimate and recognized disabilities. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about an emotional support animal, which could, under the current rules, there really are no rules. Once you get the animal certified as an emotional support animal, and it doesn't even specify what constitutes an emotional support animal, you can have a miniature horse on the plane. So what Delta Airlines has done is they're now saying you have to have a letter from a certified physician or psychiatrist. You have to have the dog specially vaccinated. You have to prove that the dog or any other animal is trained as an emotional support animal, because we're having instances where flight attendants are getting bitten on the planes because the dog is with their owner and they don't understand that the flight attendant is offering you a drink. They think it's a threat and they'll lunge at the flight attendant. So it's becoming a very bad and uncomfortable issue.
All right. Thank you, Peter. CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg. What a bizarre story.
Unbelievable.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.